Okay, so I've moved inside into a tent or a marquee area here at Windrush Square for the opening of Windrush Square this weekend here in central Brixton, and I've very kindly got some time with Ben, who is the chair of the Friends of Brixton Market. So Ben, thank you for your time. Maybe it's worth explaining first, the Friends of Brixton Market, how did you come into forming, and what is the main purpose of your group, please?
The group formed slowly through the summer of 2008. I think Alex, who first set it up, really did so as a result of the master planning process that the council were leading at the time. There was a lot of concerns about changes that they seemed to be proposing to the market, knocking parts of it down and so on, and he started to be concerned, other people were concerned about doing something about that. For myself, I came involved because, as well as concerned about the master plan, I'm just very aware of how the market is such a key, the heart of Brixton. And, you know, for example, things like it closes at 5:30, and how much better it would be if it could be opened into the evening so that families and people could go and wander around and get a meal in the evening and that kind of thing. So there are many issues, as well as these big questions of master planning and so on. There's many little changes and things that might improve it and so on that we've formed to support.
So what is the current ownership of Brixton Market? Who actually owns the land and the area around that, please?
So there are a number of different parts to Brixton Market. The street market is it's on public land and it's managed by Lambeth Council. There is a street trader federation who actually have set themselves up with a community interest company and have an interest in taking over the management of the street market. There are three covered arcades. Reliance Arcade at the front is owned by a large multinational, and then the two other ones are Bramble Arcade and Market Row, owned by a company called London Associated Properties, who also are a big multinational. They're in the various shopping malls across the country. I think they own a mine in South Africa. But a lot of people think it is. These are all owned by the council, but they're not. It's privately owned.
So is there a fear, possibly, that the space and the land that is owned by these like large corporations, they could at some stage maybe put the rents up and try in any ways they can force out local traders and put in tenants such as chain stores that can afford to pay higher rents?
Well, this is certainly an ongoing risk that we're very concerned about. They did previously want to knock the building down, and we campaigned against that. And in many ways, they stopped, partly because of the campaign, but also really because of the economic conditions that we're facing now. And really, that has meant that they need to try to find other ways of getting as much profit as they can out of the situation. And obviously, a way to do that is to raise rents. And so it's a complex situation, because bringing the market into greater use and so on is obviously something that everyone wants. But the danger is that if they're not, say, socially responsible in the way that they do that, they could drive out the facilities and shops and so on that are for people on lower incomes and so forth.
So what kind of work does the Friends Group do? How are you actually involved locally at Brixton Market, please?
Obviously, we campaigned about stopping the building being knocked down, and we've supported a listing application with the Department for Culture, Media and Sports and English Heritage for that to happen. That's ongoing. We take part in various council-based sort of consultations and things to try to influence their views towards the market. We generally promote things. We work with the traders to help them to set up their own federation. We're running a community shop in Granville Arcade as part of the Spacemaker project that's there. We generally just try to get the message out in a range of ways that markets are only successful when they are both commercially successful and socially successful, and how to get that balance to occur.
Yeah, I think also really promoting the idea of local businesses trading here, which is really important for Brixton itself. Wonderful. So today at Windrush Square, the Friends Group have got a store, and really it's like a presence thing. So you're recruiting members. I've joined as well, so I think it's worth doing. So I would encourage people either to come down here today and have a chat with the Friends Group, or have a website, friendsofbrixtonmarket.org. So please have a look, friendsofbrixtonmarket.org. I think it's a wonderful promotion, really, and supporting the local economy is a great thing to have in the local area. So Ben, thank you for your time.
Thank you.